Hi, I'm Evangelia Thanasaki from GRNET, and I'm here to present Daedalus, the forthcoming HPC infrastructure in Greece, and our collaboration that we form with Cyprus, Montenegro, and North Macedonia. GRNET, apart from other services, is offering computational and storage services for the research and higher education community. This is high-performance computing services, ARIS, cloud services, Okeanos and Vima, file storage and synchronization, Pythos, as we call it, and all these are deployed and managed by Kubernetes. And let's focus in our HPC and the current status. At this time, we have ARIS. It started the operation in 2015, and with 535 teraflops. At that time, it was able to be listed within a top 500 list, and although we were in one of the last positions in the list, we were very proud for this. It has both regular nodes and accelerated nodes. I think that already this was mentioned by Dusan, so I go on. All the nodes are interconnected with InfiniBand, and they share 2 petabytes of GPFS storage. Moreover, another 6 petabytes of storage is offered through a tape library for archiving and backup. The available storage installed there to serve the needs of scientific domains for life sciences, computational chemistry, material science, weather forecast, engineering, and more software with numerical libraries, visualization software, machine learning, containers, big data, and so on. ARIS was fully used since the very beginning, which resulted in contributed in a large number of high scientific results. But this was a problem on the other side because the request for resources was much more than the available resources. Especially during the last 2 years, the requests are so close to the actual needs that even after strict scientific and technical review, it is really difficult to cut the requests, to narrow down the requests in order to fit the available resources. We are going to expand the current data center in early 2023, but this is just to fit to serve the essential needs. This is not enough. Greek researchers take access to ARIS through periodic invitations announced by GRNET twice per year. There is also continuous open calls for development and preparation projects and a fast-track procedure for COVID-19 research. European researchers can also gain access to ARIS. 5% of the total resources are given to European researchers through press calls, and another 3% is given to Southeastern European researchers through these regional projects. GRNET user support is usually the motivation for research to apply for ARIS, thanks to our GRNET HPC support team. And also, we operate a praise training center since 2017, which offers 5 trainings per year, technical and domain-specific, with 11 full training days per year. Already in 2012, an MOU was signed for high-performance computing resource sharing in the region of Southeast Europe among 13 countries, and then renewed in 2018 and extended in 16 countries in total. Over the last 5 years, a lot of resources was offered to the CE researchers. Already in VSIM, the previous regional project, 14 million CPU cores were given and another 3.4 million GPU cores, 2.2 million CPU cores and another 1.1 million GPU core hours, And in the last call of eSIM, 9.3 million CPU core hours and 0.2 million GPU core hours. And now, in the last call of NIFOS, which was a pan-European call, 3.1 million CPU core hours were offered and 115,000 GPU core hours were allocated to the scientists. One-third of these resources, about one-third, is offered by GRNET. So, ARIS is not enough. After 7 years of operation, of successful operation, it has reached the end of the life cycle of a typical HPC machine. Luckily, all stakeholders, the national administration, the system managers, and the users are aligned in thinking that we need to take a step further and expand to a much larger system. So when we were close to secure the funding, we start looking for a facility that is both available and suitable to fit the new system. We concluded in Lavrio, where the technological and cultural park is managed by National Technical University of Athens. There, 20 institutes are hosted, National Technical University of Athens laboratories, startup businesses, educational institutions, and more educational and cultural activities are often organized there. The place is historical, and the black and white pictures are from the 19th century, and the color pictures are the current status of the place. Lavrio means narrow passage. It is a tunnel, and all the area is full of ancient and modern mining galleries. Already from 3,000 years BC, the ancient Greeks started mining the area. But the Athenian democracy in 500 BC used the silver and lead of Lavrio in order to build the immortal monuments of the Golden Age of Pericles, together, of course, with the tax that it took from the allies. A lot of centuries followed without any use of the area, but then the young government, or Greek government, that in 19th century thought that could use the ancient slags. So an Italian mining engineer was convinced to get involved, and finally, in 1864, the Italian-French company at the port of Lavrio was founded. This company undertook the exploitation of the ancient slag and the extraction of silver containing lead ores. After 100 years of operations and after the First World War, the prices of the lead dropped very much, so the company ceased the operation. Luckily, the National Technical University of Athens proposed to use the place in order to found the Lavrio Technological and Cultural Park. There are a lot of historical buildings there, and the purpose is to keep the historical buildings and restore them and reuse them. So, a building of 1,500 square meters was offered to us, and we are going to keep the historical nature of the building, highlighting the monumental constructions in order to be a showcase for visitors. This is the current state, of course, but we are going to change it a lot. The Dalous is going to be a green infrastructure. For 10 months per year, the HPC infrastructure is expected to use free seawater cooling. We are going to use the underground pipeline routes that were used 100 years ago in order to take advantage of the low temperature of the sea and the soil, since the pipelines are underground. The rest of the data center, the air-cooled devices, will be cooled by in-water air exchanger. Of course, there are. It is founded in Greece, in Athens, and we are going to have high temperature episodes. This period of time, which are not going to be more than 2 months per year, will be mitigated by auxiliary cooling power. Moreover, a nearby field of 15,000 square meters is engaged for the installation of 2 megawatt solar panels in order to give back power to the grid to offset the consumption of the new data center. And this is the building from the outside. The expected capacity of Daedalus is going to be around 30 petaflops, which means that it is going to be 6 times bigger than our current infrastructure. It is going to be a hybrid system, including both CPUs and GPUs, in order to accommodate the current but also the future needs for the next 5 to 7 years. The funds are coming from a Euro HPC joint undertaking, 35%, and another 65% from national funds. The total cost is around 28 million euros. This system is going to be available in mid-2024. And our partnership, of course. It is in the strategic interest of Greece to support science and technology in the wide area of Southeast Europe, so where since GRNET supports a large number of electronic infrastructures in the last two decades. Thus, when we was preparing the proposal in EuroHPC, we extended a call to the countries of the CE region to join the proposal, and the ones who were also members of the EuroHPC. So Cyprus, North Macedonia and Montenegro accepted the invitation and offered Cyprus one full-time equivalent in-kind contribution, North Macedonia 1.5 FTE and Montenegro 0.5 FTEs. We can have new potential partners in the future from Serbia, Albania and Bosnia-Herzegovina. Extending the Greek partnership with countries from the region does not include the collection of new funds. This was not the reason that we extended an invitation. The model is to engage the countries that are interested in exploiting the system through contributing with experts, applications, and scientific cases. Each partner joining the consortium will contribute in kind with matching manpower according to their needs and their capabilities. Each partner will obtain in return use of the system, which means shares of access times to be used by their national communities. The consortium will create a joint operational unit. Each partner will contribute to support the Greek team in the management and exploitation of the system by proposing scientific challenges or helping other users in improving their applications through a coordinated high-level support team. The consortium is expected to operate between 2023 and 2029. And that's all for me.